Can you cut the mustard to clear the custard?
Can you cut it?
Can you cut the mustard to clear the custard?
Cut it.
Can you cut the mustard to clear the custard? Can you cut the mustard?
Cut it.
You got a butter mouth, buttercup, butter buns, butter up, black hanky, straight shot, no wrinkle, flame hot, tongue teaser, old geezer, shrimp pleaser, fridge freezer, kitchen cleaner, cherry picker, soup sipper, lily dipper, hoop snake, double header, flip flop, 69er, dairy farmer, cream of the crop, got rich, don't stop, slippery dick, it's just a fish in the Atlantic, just a fish. Slippery dick, it's just a fish in the Atlantic, just a fish. Bam bam, you wanna ram the dam, pull back the curtains and feed the clam. Bo peep, looky free, peer queer, voyeur, wind jammer, party slammer, cake eater, vacuum cleaner, private rave, taste bud, jelly cave, little nerd, call it a queer, call it a queer, fist fuck, cock suck, what's the diff? Call it a queeb, call it a quiff. Big chuck, young buck, what's the diff? Slippery dick, it's just a fish in the Atlantic. Slippery dick, it's just a fish in the Atlantic. Slippery dick, it's just a fish in the Atlantic. Slippery dick, it's just a fish in the Atlantic. Toss, freak a floss, tweak a sauce, leak a moss, shriek a face, artist, linguist, ficky fix, specialist, easy knock, easy make, easy bake, oven quake, bucket boy, wet spaghetti, whack job, lunch is ready. Can you cut the mustard to clear the custard?
Can you cut it?
Can you cut the mustard to clear the custard?
Cut it.
Can you cut the mustard to clear the custard? Can you cut the mustard to cut it? Cut it. Slippery dick, it's just a fish in the Atlantic. Slippery dick, it's just a fish in the Atlantic. Slippery dick, it's just a fish in the Atlantic. Slippery dick, it's just a fish in the Atlantic.
This is where various animals on my web.
Don't worry, you're doing the right thing.
So let's get it up. So let's get it up. So let's get it up. So let's get it up.
I'm a fucked up, shipped up renegade. My life shoots like a hand grenade. I'm the first one on this panty raid. Go stop my own sick hit parade. Wanna be part of local brigade. Never cost more than a penny a cave. Forget that lady marmalade. I'll fix you some peach lemonade.
You wanna stick it? I wanna stick it.
Bet you thought I was gonna say in, but I'm not.
You wanna stick it? I wanna stick it. We wanna stick it. Stick it to the pin. You wanna
Hang
stick
on,
it?
Cheryl.
I wanna stick it. We wanna stick it.
Say goodbye, Mac Daddy. Time to cry. Wet, let it nice try. Setty, setty. You just mitches and moves. Say goodbye.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, Cheryl. Honey.
Hi, honey. Hi, honey.
Honey, 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 honey. 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 Squish sound.
Hi, honey.
Stick it to the pimp. Stick it. I wanna
stick it in, Cheryl.
We wanna stick it. Stick it to the pimp.
You gonna stick it in your pussy lip?
I wanna stick it.
Huh?
Little girl.
That's what you're finna do, honey? Gonna stick it in your lip? Stick pins in your lips?
Little girl.
Cheryl.
Little girl.
Yeah.
Little girl. Little girl.
Big girl.
Little girl.
You wanna stick it? You wanna stick it? I wanna stick it.
Hi. Listen, hello? I was going to complain about something, and I forgot.
Okay, yeah.
I forgot.
You forgot.
First of all, have you guys ever had a trip? Have you guys ever had a trip where you're driving home and you spend the entire time driving home trying to figure out how to get your music to play, and then when you get home, it's already too late? Do you ever have like a fight with your iPhone the whole time, the whole way home? Is what I'm asking.
No.
Lie, Cheryl. Do you?
No.
Oh, it just always works fine for you. Whenever you tell Siri something, it just works great, right, Deborah?
Well, I find driving and just using the phone in general is better than Siri.
What?
Man, you're going to kill someone.
What do you mean using the phone?
You know, just pick up the phone while you're driving and pick your music instead of trying to get Siri to do it.
Yeah, except neither one works for me because the goddamn thing's like, oh, I can't log in right now. Eh.
Oh.
It's wait, like, yeah,
Madge,
why are you? Yeah.
Are you on a beta?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Cheryl.
Don't Cheryl me. Don't try to, Cheryl. You're trying to gang up on me with the Cheryl. Don't even start that. I ain't
Cheryl,
got time
if you're
for
running
that.
A beta and something's not working, whose fault is it?
Oh, I remember what I was going to complain about. I can't get that fucking goddamn new wonderful IRC to work. I'm logged in.
I know it's a piece.
Thank you. I told Pickle that you'd hate it.
It's so complicated.
I know. It was ridiculous. It really is. I had it working so that when I logged in, it just fucking connects to the goddamn thing. Now it doesn't fucking work. Oh, it doesn't like that I'm on the VPN. Okay, I'm going to shove the VPN. It's probably going to kill the broadcast. Bye. Here we go. Are we still there? I don't know. Let's see. Are we still broadcasting?
Is this thing on? I'm logged in twice now.
It's because I scrotum him?
No.
Yeah.
This is so confusing.
Oh, and now I'm logged in because it didn't like me being on the VPN. Let's see.
Well, I'm on the VPN and it's working.
Knickers. Well, I don't know why it doesn't work for you and it works for me. But that's weird, huh? Grum keeps cutting out, says Reagan. Yeah, well, Reagan, if you were paying attention instead of eating corn dogs.
Corn dog.
Yeah, he eats corn dogs. Then you would know that the reason is because I just switched the VPN off. Now, is it any better? My bandwidth warning is gone now that I'm off the VPN. Oh, you want to hear how stupid Wanda Wisdom is? How stupid is she? Well, I need your help, audience, because I don't remember the goddamn... Cheryl, you posted it, didn't you?
Excuse me?
There was something goddamn dumb. Can you pretend you're not high for 3 seconds?
I am not high.
Okay. What was it you posted that Wanda Wisdom... Something about a guy, and it was retarded. It was a guy, and it was retarded. I can't believe I'm grumming with dead people. And who's this fat Aussie that Gravitas Schladen Google posted?
I have to point out
what
the fact that
because she keeps doing it now even more.
Now I can't help it.
You couldn't help it before, stupid bitch.
Yeah, but now I'm like, uh oh.
Well, you're gonna have to help it, hunty. Bradley Train. Does Wanda Wisdom even exist online? Any Wanda? Let's see the last thing she posted.
Lucky Bitch Radio.
May 30th, Lady Bunny salutes Drag Queen.
Why are you showing yourself?
Who the fuck cares? Lady Bunny salutes Drag Race Season 7. That's the only thing that Wanda Wisdom posted in a month, and I'm being literal. Lady Bunny salutes Drag Race Season 7. That's it? Happy belated birthday to Wanda Wisdom. Oops, missed that. Happy birthday. Plenty of happy... Oh, boy, she's really dead, isn't she? Let's look for Bradley's trainer. What's wrong, honey?
Wanda's dead.
Yeah. Why dogs
Wanda
aren't
Wanda died.
Slept through the night. Good for you. It's bacon soda.
The bombs bursting in air.
Bacon soda. So, it was something about that thin co-host of his. Don't you, Cheryl, you are not being helpful at all here.
Coal fat,
yeah.
You're talking about her.
What the fuck was it? Oh, here it is. You are so goddamn annoying and stupid. I hate you. Okay.
Cool, science.
It's official. Mr. Manuary. Oh, let's have the engine read it. Fine.
Manuary.
I'm too upset. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thank you for finally pointing it out now that I tell you, you stupid.
Tease official, Mr. Manuary Kirk de Winter's on the next season of Bachelor in Paradise. Colleen and I are waiting for ABC to contact us. Actually, we are just gonna fly out to Paradise unannounced and see if we can get on camera.
What the fuck? What does this mean? Mr. My Talks Manuary Kirk de Wint.
My Talks Mr. Manuary Kirk de Wint joins Bachelor in Paradise My Talk 107.1 Everything. I'd like to think being crowned My Talks Mr. Manuary 2015 had something.
Shut up. So what's really funny, the best part is the comment that Shoshana Goldstein Hergowit posted, which is K. Cheryl, I can't, and Deborah, I can't take the world. It's gotten so stupid.
What are you upset about, honey?
Manuary.
You're mad somebody's going on The Bachelor? I mean, I'm confused.
I'm mad because people use the word manuary, because that's stupid as fuck. Okay.
Okay.
Manuary, especially since it's moon. It's June. It's poon. Okay. Moon. It's not even manuary.
Okay.
Also, I'm selling a video of blacks, and it's only $50 to see all
the... Are you going to show it to us?
No, because...
Why aren't you showing your face?
Because I'm ugly and obese. I need to see
your hair progress.
Okay.
I need your hair progress.
Ain't no progress.
Progress.
No, I'm too ugly and fat, and I'm wearing an undershirt. Sorry, no me today. Too ugly and fat for sure.
Get your black video.
Oh, black that's video. Another nut out of your ass. That's another nut out of your ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the intro music.
That's another nut out of your ass. It's another
nut. Did I even send you the intro music for the movie, girl?
What's this? Disgusting.
I don't see it.
Well, you're not going to see it because we'll get kicked off like...
Duh, Cheryl, and she's selling.
Well, what is this black fucking...
That's why you have to pay. Audience, you have to pay.
$50, honey.
$50 for a half hour of black shitting. All shit.
Movies with the girls. Movies...
I'll be right back. Talk.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play the movies with the girls music, y'all. If it'll load. The iPad's going crazy. Okay, this is the movies with the girl thing music.
Movies with the girls. Movies with the girls. Movies with the girls.
Like that.
No. God, I hate this 1990s style bullshit chat room. So complicated.
It makes me think of that movie, The Web, or The Net,
Web.
With Sandra Bullock.
I need to turn back time.
Is that what you want to do?
No. Listen, okay. Where did Madge go? Do you think she went to chill off?
She's gonna go to the local corner store to get her a few bottles of vodka, organic kale vodka.
Debbie?
Hmm?
What, have you, well, the thing is, I listened to some East radios.
Okay.
The one, not last week, but the week after that, you know, Madge forgot that she recorded.
The 6-hour one?
Yeah, it was okay. Very good. However, that's what I noticed because Madge pointed it out.
Obviously.
And it made me fall out whenever I heard it. Debbie, don't you dare. Where's Madge? Are we doing a show or not?
I don't know. So you've listened to the Grom.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
I like when I'm not on it. Who wants to listen to me? This fat thing. I'm so obese. Debbie! Cut it out. Gluten-free, what?
Oh, that's amazing.
Are you GF now?
Obviously.
God.
For religious reasons.
Can be.
Movies with the girls.
Can be.
Coffeeette.
Can be.
Coffeeette.
Where the fuck did you go?
Coffeeette. Coffeeette, is that you? I made gritlins and chicken with you, for you. I made cheese turds.
Cheat day. Can you show us your hair?
Can you get over yourself, stupid bitch, twice?
Just because I'm bald and I wear a wig doesn't mean that I can't make fun of your hair.
You wear a bloated caftan.
Just a little girl.
There you go. Get it out.
Nothing wrong with
that. Play with that thing.
Uh-huh.
Play with that finger in your ass and everything.
Uh-huh.
Do it. Stick. Oh, look at all the. Wow, we have a lot of people on the IRC. Perhaps this technology is working after all.
Maybe. Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Okay, let's have Engine Lady read some of the comments from the audience. Engine?
Hex chat. Maggie Einstein at Freenode Yeast.
Thanks, Hip Chat. That's really cool.
Hex chat. Maggie Einstein at Freenode Yeast.
Why can't the fucking bitch read?
Hex chat. Maggie Einstein at Freenode Yeast.
See, this is the problem with people who make applications. You know, because they don't fucking use the shit. Did it ever occur to anybody who uses this goddamn thing that maybe people want to fucking have Indians read it on their podcasts? No.
Hi.
What?
Don't be racial.
Why? Do you have a certain thing that, do you have an interest in the Indians or something?
I love the Indians. I love the way they smile.
Why is that? I don't
Cheryl,
know.
What a piece of shit. Sir Pat on SELF. Neat image trying to run Arcana stream and Netflix never going to work. Gigatiga. Worked great earlier this week. Bear Whisperer. 4B409D3D at Gateway Web CGIRQIRCOMIP 7564157 61. Has joined Reagan has quit. Client
man.
Quit. Eric Hub 78. Wanda died. I survived. Yeast cakes. Lols.
Man.
Eric Hub 78. She went to join Aunt Carol. Sir Pat on SLF. Randis letters. Yeast cakes has quit. Client quit. Gigatiga gives channel operator status to Cheryl Reagan. AC5BA2D8 at Gateway Web CGIRQIRCOMIP 172911 has joined Betsy Ross. 4 of 48 CBAT at Gateway Web CGIRQIRCOMIP 7472203.
The girl's already school.
Has joined Con 4 Denis. Wanda Wisdom joins Bachelor in Paradise. Con 4 Denis.
Weird. Now you know how I feel when you eat cheese at all day.
It's Moon. Con 4 Denis. Product. Sir Pat on SLF. You beautiful meat. Sir Pat on SLF. Nut butter. Gigatiga. Nutty bar. Sir Pat on SLF. Turn black time. Con 4 Denis. I love the movies with the GARLSAID theme song. Crawford, you bought Britney to perform. Gigatiga, Naiya, Sir Pat, Onisulf, Law, Con 4 Denis, Gluten Free, L'Inferno, Amazing Theme Song, Con 4 Denis, Movies with the Girls, Bear Whisperer, My Nose Feels Raw from Watching Sylvia Robert Out So Many Times, Sir Pat, Onisulf, Con 4 Denis, You Loikta Our AI Out, Cheryl, Cunt.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Who is Sir Pat oneself? It's a nice name. Hello?
What a nice chat application. Kind now to listen.
Scott Sutton and Big Angry Black have been logged in ever since the chat started a few days ago and they have not returned. This is upsetting and gay. Hello? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hello?
I am destroyed and... So I got something in the mail yesterday.
Give us money. Sorry, we have to remember to beg for money today.
Makes a really good grum.
Yeah. You know what else makes a really good grum? Money.
I call it. Now.
What? I'm listening. Okay, I'll let you see my fat.
So I received something in the mail the other day.
And what did you receive in the mail the other pound sign D, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Squish sound, squish sound, crooked letter, I, humpback. What?
It said, time sensitive, please open now.
I hope you did.
It looked like one of those tear open checks, like you can't see through the package.
Yeah, I know those kind of junk mails. Yeah, what was it, honey?
It was about my soon to expire car warranty. And I get those too. God.
It's bullshit. I get those too, especially. Did you get a new car recent to Turdly?
No, but it was so exciting to me because they've got a phone number.
Yeah. Oh, and, you want to call them?
And.
Yeah.
The information was so helpful.
You mean you called the number without recording it for the gram?
Oh, no. It's only open till 4.
Will and will.
The only useful information they did put was their business hours, which aren't right now. So we'll have to call them a different time. But you know what my black said about the mail?
No. What did your black say about the mail?
He said it's perfectly designed because it's a ripoff, and it's literally a ripoff.
Mm-hmm. Also, the post office is outdated and should be closed.
This letter is to inform you that the factory warranty may be expired or is about to expire based on time or miles. If it has expired, you will be responsible for paying for any repairs. You have the option to continue to protect your vehicle beyond the factory warranty. Please respond to this offer no later than 7/3/15. So I think it's important that we make a phone call during business hours sometimes.
Hi, honey.
Because I
Hi, have honey. A
Cadillac Cimarron, and I need to call about
You do not have a Cadillac Cimarron. Yes, they haven't made those since 1973.
No, it was the 80s, and I need to call about my warranty. They sent me something on the
Give me the number.
My Cimarron. No, they closed now.
Well, we have to call somebody about your quarantine.
Why the fuck did you bring it up?
Yeah,
home?
Thank you.
Because I just noticed as I was reading the letter that the only helpful information was their business hours.
Well, get a number for some car warranty company then. Audience,
like hard to do.
We need the phone number for somebody about a car warranty for a Cadillac Cimarron for Cheryl. Just find a number for some obviously rip-off car warranty.
You know
extension.
Who you're going to call, and maybe Kayla won't be working because it's actually a different day.
No,
you call
I can't.
On Saturday?
I don't know. I like to just sort of do a cameo and not tell you when I'm going to bring them in.
Oh.
But, you know.
Well, how am I supposed to have a conversation with her?
Okay, I'll call her. I heard it's a.
Well, I got a backup. Who's doing there?
I'm getting my microphones.
Hi, thank you for calling the hotline. This is Claudia. How may I help you?
Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
My friend gave me this number and suggested you might be able to help me.
Okay. I'm sure that I can.
Oh, I hope so. I'm pregnant.
Okay.
And I'm not...
if you don't mind, can I ask you please for your name and a telephone number in case we get disconnected? I will call you back. So what is your first name, please?
My name is Esther.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on, please.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Please spell it for me.
Okay. Did you put me on speakerphone?
I'm alone in a room, and the only reason why I put you on speakerphone is because I hear you better.
Okay, yeah, no problem, honey. My name is Esther.
A-S-H-T-O-N?
No, Esther. E-S-T-E-R, honey.
Oh, Esther, okay. And Esther, what is your phone number, please?
My phone number, okay, it is... 347-688-3787.
Okay. Esther, I just want to let you know I did put you on speakerphone because it's easier for me to hear you, but I'm alone behind a closed door and there's nobody here. So our conversation is completely private and confidential. Okay. The only thing is I do have to ask you some questions because it will help me determine what numbers to give you in terms of people that can help you. So let me ask you, please, how old are you?
I'm 25.
29?
24.
Okay, and how many months pregnant or how many weeks pregnant are you?
Well, the incident happened about, I'd say it was 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
I was in my Cadillac Cimarron, and the locks on the doors don't work anymore, and I was at a stoplight, and this very large black man and his friend came in the car, and they did unspeakable things to me, and that was about 4 weeks ago in my Samuel realm.
Okay. Tell me, what state do you live in?
Florida.
Okay, and what town?
It's not too far from Miami, Turd.
Okay, so Miami, Florida. All right, what I'm going to do is put, I have to go onto a data bank.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is, if I lose you, I will call you back. But I just need you to hold for a few minutes, and I'll get you some places in the Miami area.
No. You've got dial-up internet? Slow.
Not here, I don't.
Are you eating sometimes? I put the phone on speakerphone because I'm eating while I'm talking on my phone. You eating something good?
No, I'm not eating at all.
Oh.
I wish I was, but I'm not. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you, I just need to go into another place. I'm afraid, again, if I get disconnected, I will call you back, okay? Let me ask you two more questions. Is there any history of alcohol or substance abuse?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell me what so I can get you to the right place. Okay. Is it alcohol or drugs or both?
Well, I've done about everything. I mean, who hasn't? It's... You know, feces, you know, laying on the floor, who cares, you know. But when I was a little girl, I did many things, and cigarettes, jankum, what's that new one called?
But I mean now, is there anything currently?
Oh, that I'm on now, besides life, well... I don't really remember. I might have taken a few things. The seats are stained in my Cimarron now after that incident, and so I went to the car wash, and the man working there gave me something called, he called the Cristal. And it was, and that made me feel pretty funny. And when I came to, there was blood on the seat and a cigarette burn in the front right passenger seat, which was very upsetting because I really take good care of my Samuel. And so I don't know, is that normal? Is pregnancy, you know, having spotting and fecal incontinence, is that normal?
I'm not sure. I really don't have a medical background. But let me ask you this. Is there any history of
domestic
violence?
Can you look that up on the database, maybe? Because, you know, just yesterday I had some fecal incontinence when I was driving in my Cimarron, and I'm glad that it's leather seats because it was easy to clean. But, you know, I thought... I don't know if I want to keep this baby, if it's going to make me have turds in my car. Maybe there's a state booklet or something.
I'm not sure, but you know what? I'm going to switch over for a minute, and again, if we get disconnected, I'll call you
Can
right
you
back.
Can you look that up on your data bank?
I'm going to look it up on the phone because my I'm not by my computer. I'm not at the office.
Oh.
So hold on, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Get off the phone, Debbie. Yeah. Damn, I don't need to hear that.
Okay, I'm looking at places here. Do you have a pen and paper, Andy?
Oh, yes. Got a finger handy, you know what I'm saying.
How about, do you have paper and pen handy so you can take down some of these numbers?
Yeah, I'll do that with the other hand. Okay. Go ahead.
I have a place in Miami.
Ooh.
It's area 305.
Okay.
576.
Uh-huh.
4780. It's called the Lotus House Shelter.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
So did you record that number?
Yeah, I'm close to recording it. And is it Chinese? Because I don't like Chinese. Lotus.
305-576-4780.
Okay.
There's another place.
What's the last number?
Hold on a second. It's
so many gays there. I don't know if I want to go into the city.
Okay. How about West Palm Beach, Hannah's home?
Oh, I don't want to go to someone's house. That's not very professional. Okay. Are they going to be able to tell me about this?
Those are the two places in the area that are close to you.
Maybe you can help me with the... I don't want to know, is it normal or should I just get rid of it? Because I can't keep messing up my Simarin. It's in mint condition. The AC even works. And I got new tires. And I just... What am I supposed to do? Is that normal? What? Call her back.
And that would have flown magically.
Well, you said call her back before she was gone.
No, she hung up. I saw the thing. I saw the thing gray out.
Oh. What do you think?
Call that bitch back. What was her name? Huh?
Why did she hang up? What was the trigger? Like, what did
the duty and my Samuel?
How it's more
maybe
important
that it still has AC. Oh,
she's really like this is her first day, Sandra, right? Sandra.
Sandra Lee.
To the Spice. Your turn, Debbie. Spice Girls. Spice Girls. Need the Spice Girls. Spice Girls.
Hello? Hotline, Mark speaking. How can I help you?
Well, hi, honey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay, other than having the seats of my Cadillac Cimarron stained.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I'm pregnant and I keep having fecal incontinence, and I wanted to know, is that normal?
Hey, baby, what's going on, baby?
She hung up on you.
Marissa.
No, her name was Mirsa.
Mirsa. Cadillac Cimarron. That's going to be the name of this grum. Okay.
I'm driving down the highway of a Cadillac Cimarron. Oh, it's going to go.
Hello. You have reached Claudia Christie at Several Sources Shelters.
What?
I'm unable to take your call right now.
What?
Please leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message.
That was Claudia. Hang up.
What the fuck? She's got it attached to her personal cell phone?
She's so professional. Claudia Cimarron.
What is
this?
I think
I need an ice cream sandwich. What do you think, Magnum?
I don't understand. No, that Magnum. Sounds disgusting. I ate so much food today. I went to the, you know, I was.
Tell me.
I was on the way to my parents' house because they're not there. Okay. And, you know, I wanted to eat their food because they have a lot of food.
Normal.
They have a lot of ice cream.
Normal.
And I passed this donut place. And I've heard this donut place is very good and I've wanted to go there. So I stopped at the donut place. I thought, I'll get a donut. You know, I'll get a donut. Because you know what?
You'll get a Corona because I can get high. Thirsty. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I like donuts.
January.
Anyway, yeah. So I went to get one, but then I realized I don't have cash. And I said, well, how, you know, do you take credit cards? She said, yeah, $5 or more. So I said, well, what should I get for $5? She said, well, you get a half a dozen for $6. So I did that. And she's like, oh, you get 7 because you get an extra one free. So I got 7 donuts. I only wanted one.
Did you eat them all?
No, I ate, how many did I eat? I think I may have eaten 3 during the day.
Let me see them.
No, they're at my parents' house. I left them there. They're awful and disgusting. Oh, my God, I'm going to puke. Because, you know, I thought they'd be those good donuts where they're, like, gourmet. And you're like, I'm from New York and I like donuts and I wear black. Aren't I cool? You know what I mean? Like that kind of donut. But it's really just a shitty donut that was so sugary, you know, it made me want to kill myself with a fork. Okay.
Yes.
So that's how I like it. Uh-huh. That's how I like it. Uh-huh. That's how I like it. Uh-huh. Excuse me? Is that how you like it? Okay. We need donations. Listen, bitches. Audience, we need to bleed you dry. I know that you probably have given us a lot of money, but we need more of your money because we don't deserve it, but we want it and need it because work is hard.
Speak for yourself.
Work is hard, and grumming is fun, and we would like to grum all the time for you, but we don't have enough money to do it. So give us more money, and then we'll ask for more money some more. Thanks.
Yeah.
Right? That's normal. What's with these? Have you seen these new, like, fake infomercial things? Well, not fake. That's redundant, but have you seen the infomercials where they pretend it's public television?
Yeah.
Those things are sons of bitches. They pretended they're like, oh, here's about autism in adults. You know, here's your autism cure. And this is public television. It's totally not public television. They're just lying.
I've never seen it. But then again, I don't watch TV.
That was 6 bagels I just birched.
What?
Oh, no. I mean, I had the 3 donuts. I had 2 sandwiches of my mother loves processed food. So it was processed like turkey bacon or something. It was like fried rubber. So I had that in those little processed bread
pockets.
Oh, is it
the kind that you keep in the cupboard, the bacon that you don't even have to cook? It's in a box.
Oscar Mayer bacon.
I haven't seen that, but that sounds like something Dee would.
You've never seen that? Oh,
Dee Dee would have. You know what I did, Cheryl?
They have it on sale at the store, and they have it all lined up.
Cheryl, I went to the Walmart. There's a Walmart 2 miles from me. I mean, the serious Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what inspired you to make that video? Is this a new video?
Which video, honey?
The duty.
Walmart. Oh, the duty? That wasn't a new video. It's just something I discovered that I had in my vault. You know, my vault.
So, but did the Walmart?
Oh, so at the Walmart. You know, it's a super Walmart, and it's right near my house. It's amazing. I'm so lucky that I get to live in the ghetto with the plaques. But I counted, you know how many white people there were in a giant Walmart the size of a city with thousands of people? I saw 2 white people besides me. Well, I didn't see myself because I didn't look in the mirror. But I seen a white man, and he looked terrified. And then I seen a white man who was working there. Everybody else was black. Black, black, black.
There was.
Okay.
What?
Can we call the no abort back? I didn't get my go.
Yeah.
You're going to hang on right away, Maria.
Cheryl, did you have any questions about my experience at the Walmart or no?
What did you purchase and did you get shock?
What did I purchase? Yes, I got shot and died. I purchased ammo for my gun. Now, what did I get? I don't even remember. Oh, I bought bread because they had French bread for $1.
Oh, wow.
that will mold, Madge, in like 2 days. I'm not kidding.
Good, because I'll send you a picture. That means it doesn't have preservatives. That's good. That's the point. That's why you don't, Deborah, this is good.
The right
thing.
Place, the option line. Currently, all
it's
our
good thing don't
God
mold.
Damn.
Now they're consultants, Madge.
In the order they are received, so please stay on the line.
I'm pretty sure that first lady, that new lady, was. This is a stakeout. You know, it's like a no-abort stakeout.
Why I'm just putting you on speakerphone.
Yeah. So I'm not eating or anything. Yeah, what the fuck? She was so, like, weird and by the book.
She was like, start the tape, y'all.
Okay, hey, we're going to call my friend.
So if you were to call in and prank a no-abort.
This number is not in gebruik. The verbinding wordt nu verbroken. This number is not available. You will be disconnected.
Dutch bitch. All Dutch people talk like that.
Wasting your money.
You will be disconnected. Wasting my money. I already. Never mind.
Let's see. Several sources.
Several sources.
You've reached the automatic voicemail of Ali Fennec, OIC Europe.
Oops.
Can we call what's his name? Debbie's man.
Who's Debbie's man? Are you there?
Yeah, let's check it out.
I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way.
You stare at my cousin, ripped jeans, white shower, night wind was blowing.
Where you think you're going, baby?
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number, so call me, maybe.
Raise the
roof. It's hard to look right at you, baby. But here's my number, so call me, maybe. Here's my number, call me, baby. Call me, maybe.
And all the other boys try to chase me. But here's my number, so call me, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Horrible.
That was really good. I liked that. Stupid.
Like my harmony.
It was awesome.
No.
I love that. I would like.
La, la, la.
I would actually like an encore.
An encore.
Yeah.
So what?
I want you to do an encore. Don't you know what that is, honey?
What's that mean?
It means a do-over. Like, you know, when Madonna comes on for 15 more minutes because everybody liked her so much.
Why did that bitch steal my gig, saying she's black?
Who? Oh. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
Spice up your dad.
Let me to the left. Shake it to the right. Check us to the front. Go around. Let me to the left. Shake it to the right. Shake us to the front. I think all time.
Hi, see, I wanted to play that right when she said in Miami. It would have been perfect.
Started something awful.
Penis to the left.
Can you do the fart smell?
Right.
I invented a new dance move. It's called the fart smell. You. Spice up your death. Okay, Deborah, here's a song parody idea. Okay. Spice up your death, except use your Satan voice. Spice up your death. Can you do that?
Oh.
Can you do it? Just real quick.
Okay, we'll try it on this one. Okay, here we go.
I don't hear nothing. What's going on? Deb? Hello? Cheryl? Mm-hmm. What the fuck's going on with this shit? Mm-hmm. This is bullshit. Deborah, you're Skyping out to the max. I hear this. That's all I hear is barf. Burpee.
Picking up dog, you know what?
Okay.
Good now, quality.
Call us back, Deborah. Good. Hang up and call back, please. Good
quality.
Oh.
Simmering.
Cheryl, speak up.
I like Giga's idea about calling Hertz for a rental.
Okay. The Cimarron, yeah. Cheryl, what made you...
Cimarron's in the shop.
Why the sudden interest in Cimarron's? Did something happen between you and a Cimarron recently?
Yeah.
What happened, Hante?
I was looking at that car and I wanted to buy it. What about Kick Debbie on before you call?
Well, she usually can just slip right back in.
Sorry.
There she is. Thank
Who
you.
Is this?
Hertz.
Thank you for calling Hertz 24/7.
Okay. That's Wanda Wisdom.
For quality assurance.
Hi there, ho there, and hello there, Hertz.
So sick of this internet.
Questions related to your fuel card.
Hey.
Shut up.
PIN code. Scroll to fuel.
We're not even on the call yet. Do you judge me?
Are you going to judge me? We are on the call.
Of Hertz 24/7, please visit us at Hertz247.com.
What about Hertz and Smells 24/7?
Representative, please remain on the line.
Bleeple pant. Ask a thing. Ask if they have bleeple pants.
All Hertz 24/7 representatives are currently busy.
Easy.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Deborah, stop.
Stop it.
Sounds bad.
It sounds awful. It sounds like I'm going to die. That's... Borderline, because I'm going to use my mind.
How dare you? That is harmony.
I believe that harmony is a color.
Effect sounds hard. Heartbeat. Hotty Bill.
Skirt girdle? I think we should have a hottest listener contest.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go ahead and nominate him, and it's John Jenkins.
John Jenkins. Jerkin Hammersmith.
Don't you think? Why did somebody send me a picture of them fucking somebody else?
Oh, my Lord.
That's horrible.
Share.
What'd you say, honey?
Where's Sharon?
Who's Sharon? Who is Sharon, honey?
Chocolate.
So Mariah Carey's going to replace that Kate Upton in that app game.
This is April with Hertz 24/7. How can I help you?
She's on the phone, Mama.
Oh. Get off.
Well,
sorry.
Sorry.
I was wondering, I wanted to make a reservation for a car. My Cadillac Cimarron's in the shop, and so I need a car.
Okay, are you a 24/7 member?
I think so.
Okay, and what is your member number?
Let me see if I can find it in my wallet.
I can try to look it up by your name. What's your first name?
My first name is Cheryl.
C-H-E-R-Y-L?
That's right.
And the last name?
Murkowsk.
That I don't know.
Okay. M as in Mary, E as in Edward, R as in Rotund, K as in Kitty Cat, O as in Obama, W as in Wendy, S as in Saucy Secret, K as in Tight, and I as in Iowa.
Okay. And I do not show anything for you on a 24/7 member account. Are you trying to look through just regular herds, or?
What's the difference? I don't understand.
24/7 is a membership-based program where you sign up for, like, you would receive, like, a PIN pad number right before you rent. You walk up to the car. You enter that PIN pad number on the PIN pad that's on the driver's side window.
Oh, like those old horrible cars that used to have the PIN pad on the outside? You know, the people get on their trucks, it looks horrible.
The Ford.
That kind of thing?
You're talking about the Ford, Cheryl.
It's kind of like Zipcar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's where you can rent them at any time without having to get keys or go to a counter.
Oh, she's talking about when you get the car and you can do it on your cell phone.
Oh, okay.
When it's your turn.
What city are we looking at?
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, and this would be picking up on what day?
Well, hopefully maybe tomorrow if possible.
Okay, at about like what time?
11 o'clock would be wonderful.
Okay. And return the car on what day?
Well, hopefully my Cimarron will be out of the shop by, they said, maybe Thursday.
Okay.
Got a lot of work to do on it.
Get a Prius, Mom.
And are you a...
What kind of car has you got?
Get a Prius.
Be quiet. What kind of car have you got?
We on like a full size, you would be looking at something such as like a Ford Taurus, a Chrysler 200, Chevrolet Malibu.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Get a Prius, Mom.
Do you have a Prius?
Reagan, be quiet. Your mother's on the phone.
Toyota Prius.
Reagan. Yeah.
Hang on just a moment.
Leave your mother out alone, Reagan.
With a solar roof.
Be quiet, Debbie.
Reagan, when you want a Prius.
Okay. Yeah. That's, I mean, if you have something similar to a Cadillac, Cimarron.
Similar to a Cadillac?
Yeah.
It would be like a...
very large, nice leather interior, beautiful outside, great electronic.
I could do like a Cadillac CTS.
Okay.
And if you did something like that, you would be looking at taxes, fees, and surcharges. Okay. It would bring the approximate total to $525.35.
Oh, just because it's a large Cadillac?
I mean, it's just a luxury is what it's considered.
Oh, Lord. I mean, I wouldn't call my Cimarron a luxury, but, you know, I guess it's America. All right, and the insurance, does it cover stains to the upholstery?
If you took out the collision damage waiver, that would take care of everything.
Okay.
In case of an accident or anything happening to the car.
Okay, so it would. So if there's stains, blood, urine, feces, covered as long as they get the insurance.
Right.
Okay. As I've got this thing called fecal incontinence, it's very embarrassing, but sometimes it happens. So that would be covered.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and do I need to let someone know that there is a stain when I bring the car back, or they look for this? I wouldn't want someone to sit down in the beautiful Cadillac and, you know, get something on their pant.
They would just go, you would just need to let them know if you did get some kind of stain there. They would have to go out and clean it. I mean, they usually clean them right before they give them, so they would probably more than likely see it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You want me to go ahead and put a hold on that?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Sure. And what is the last name?
Murkowsk.
Okay. M as in Mary, E-R-K-O-W-S-K-I.
Yep.
And Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L.
That's right.
And what type of credit card would you pay by?
Do you take PayPal?
No.
Or Apple Pay?
It has to be like a major credit card.
Okay, no Apple Pay or anything?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Well, I don't have my credit cards with me. They're all in my Apple Pay.
I mean,
do you take Bitcoin?
No.
Dogecoin?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, Lord. But you got this pin pad thing?
Well, no. That's on 24/7.
Oh.
I'm actually going through regular Hertz.
Oh, okay. So they take Apple Pay and Bitcoin and all that?
No, it has to be a major credit card.
Okay. All right. Well, I need to go find that. Can I just call back?
Yeah. I mean, if you just tell me the type of card that you have, I can put just the type. I don't even need the number.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think it's an Amex.
Okay.
Do you need my email address to save my reservation?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's bloatedlesbian@gmail.com.
Okay, and I have that sent out. And would you like it, like the reservation number verbally?
No, that's fine. I'll just check my email.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for using Hertz.
Thank you.
And you have a good evening.
You too, honey. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was funny. Enjoyed that. Enjoyed those. Wait, why is she still there?
Why are you showing that picture?
What picture?
Man.
What are you talking about?
Hi. Cut it out.
Man. Now listen. Hotter than Mike B. Now listen, man. The thing is... Rude reported. Madge, are you mad at me for giving out your email address? Madge.
No. I was crying when you said that, though. Bloated.
@gmail.com. She didn't even confirm it. Didn't even say, can you spell that?
She just wanted to make a commission.
What's that?
Apparently, all she needs is. She didn't even want your email. She wasn't going to ask for it. You asked her if you
wanted. That's so. It's a luxury vehicle, a Cadillac. Are you kidding me?
Well, for people that can't go, I don't know, to other states, you know, for 2 month vacation, it's a luxury, honey.
Cimarron?
Really? You got a Cadillac, honey.
Seeing eye ducks.
You got a Cimarron, or you got a Yugo. A Yugo. Mm-hmm.
Reagan wants to know if seeing eye ducks are allowed.
No, but Debbie has a yellow Yugo.
Maybe I do.
I have a A Hyundai. I have a
You ever seen underneath of a yellow Yugo, Cheryl?
What's under
there? How do you like your Hyundai?
I like it a lot.
Cheryl. Have you?
Do you like it, man?
I do like it a lot, actually. It's just, it's very nice. It just runs. It's just runs.
Because when I run you over, you're going to see underneath it.
Ain't no drama. And you know what I like, Cheryl, about it? It doesn't have some fucked up radio interface. It just has an iPhone connection. So, yeah. So you can just plug it in and it works instead of having to deal with all that Bluetooth shit.
Whoa. It's pretty nice. I heard they're getting the Android Auto and all that.
Oh, what's the Android Auto? You know, I've been using the phone. Okay, so I used the phone for a week, the Android. Really, and for it being the most basic model, like it's the $100 model that's like already unlocked, so it's not even subsidized for $100. It's the cheapest, shittiest one. But I don't mind it that much, I got to say.
That's right.
But I mean, the thing I don't like about it the most is...
It's
I just got an email from Hertz. No, it's just that, like, it doesn't integrate with shit well. Like, I have an iPhone. I can play it easily on any device. Like, whether it's a Google Chromecast or an Apple TV or a Roku or whatever, I can broadcast my phone to it. And I can't get that to work in Android, even on, like... I don't even know what to... I just want to get there. You know what I mean? I don't know why we just got to die in a restroom.
Oh, man.
But I couldn't get that shit to work. Like, I could get the app... I couldn't get even...
The Miracast.
I couldn't get an Android to print to play something on a Google TV, which my mother has. Don't ask why. But I was able to get the iPhone to broadcast directly to the Google TV. So the interoperability sucked. What?
I was looking at the screen, and I think you might have gained some weight.
That's not me. That's John Jenkins.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Why are you showing her?
I told you we're having a hottest listener contest, and he wins.
8675309.
Are we calling Phil? Who's
Phil? I love John Jenkins. He's hilarious. He's one of the funniest people on the whole Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, not many people can have that much of a sense of humor about themselves. You know what I mean?
So what are we doing, honey? This is dead air. Dead air is dead money.
We're calling Phil, whoever the fuck that is.
Okay.
And by the way, speaking of money, let's see if we got any. And by the way, give us bitcoins. Give us fucking shitloads of money.
Now, remember, the bitcoins wasn't a good idea, man.
We can still do it. No, I still like bitcoins. I'm just saying.
But remember what happened?
What?
We did the bitcoins, then, like, the thing dropped or whatever. Something messed up.
Oh, but that was for the live stream, though. That's what screwed up. It had nothing to do with bitcoins. It was just because... That live streaming system like has this way where it automatically charges people. It doesn't work well with Bitcoin to do stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because like it's really only intended to just to pay for things one at a time. It's not really subscription based, which is where it gets a little hairy. That's why I was telling people to use Coinbase if you want to do a subscription, because you like Bitcoin by itself has no mechanism for subscriptions. Anyway, who's Phil?
Phil Spector.
Is he? I thought he was dead.
No, he's in jail for killing that girl.
Who's Ed?
Him.
There's two numbers here.
Phil. Yeah. Kiss me hard before you go. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, baby, what's up?
What?
Oh my goodness, baby, what are you doing? It's me, Heather. Is this Phil?
This is Phil, yeah.
What's up, baby? It's me, Heather.
What's your name?
Heather.
Heather.
Yeah.
So what are you up to?
Oh my God, I'm just bored. Hold on, I just got back from dance class. Hold on 1 second.
You fuck, Heather.
I'm sorry, baby, I was coughing. Hold on. Okay.
What?
I said I was coughing. I was coughing, baby. I was at dance class. I just got home. What's up?
You were where?
I was at dance class. I just got home from dance class.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bored. Me and my sister were playing on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Where do you live, in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. BB. Yeah.
So, honey, do you fuck?
Hmm?
Do you fuck?
Baby, I suck and I fuck and I cluck.
Well, you suck too? You want to suck my cock?
Yeah. I cluck too. You want me to cluck? Oh, my goodness. What? Oh, my goodness, baby. What? Oh, my goodness. You want to cluck my cunt? You want to cluck my cunt? You want to cluck my cunt?
Oh, yeah. I love eating pussy.
Oh, my God. Will you eat my sister?
Yeah, my tongue on your...
Will you eat my sister, Jessa Duggar's pussy, too?
And I'll suck it real good.
Mmm.
And then I want to fuck
you're making my nipples hard. You want to hear my nipples?
What?
You're making my nipples hard, baby. Listen.
I want to put my big cock in
your pussy. Oh, my God. I want you to fuck my fucking pussy, baby. Oh, my God. I'm so fucking wet.
Okay.
Baby, I'm wearing my pussy. Oh, my God. Fucking fuck my pussy. Oh, my God.
Oh, baby. Oh my God, somehow you need a cock right now.
Yeah.
You need a cock right now.
Is that what you want? You want to fuck my little pussy? Oh, my little girl. Pussy, come on.
Can I fuck you in the ass?
Yeah, fuck me ass. See, daddy.
Huh?
Daddy. Daddy, fuck me ass. See, daddy. Daddy, fuck my ass.
Fuck you in the ass.
Oh, my God. Finger my hole. I want to lick your ass. Can I lick your ass?
How big is your tits, honey?
32D.
32 what?
32D, daddy.
Yeah.
C or B?
A, B, C, D. D is in Daphne.
Oh, D. 32D?
Yeah, D is in Dolores.
So, oh, so you got a good mouthful.
Yeah, my sister sucks on my titties.
Can I suck your titties?
You can suck on one of them.
And I want to fuck them. I fuck your titties.
I don't know. You'll pop the silicone out, daddy.
I want to put my cock right between them and fuck them.
Mm-hmm. You want to turn me into a big old hot sausage, daddy? A hot dog?
How does your nipple stay hard?
Yeah.
You want to fuck my sister?
What?
You want me to suck my sister's pussy?
I want to suck your tits.
You want me? You want to? You want to suck my tits while I suck my sister's pussy?
Yeah, I want to put my tongue in your pussy.
You want to listen? You?
How's that, honey?
Listen, Phil, listen to me, Phil Spector. You want to suck my tits while I fuck my sister's pussy?
See? Fuck your sisters. Pussy.
Yeah.
What color bush you got, honey? You brunette or blonde?
I have a white. I have a white chiffon on.
You have a white.
My sister is wearing a blue skirt, a blue jean skirt, because we're Independent Baptists. My sister's wearing a blue jean skirt.
Skirt. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Skirt. So, honey, you want to get together tonight? Huh? Like a fucking.
You like that? Do you like when I go?
What?
I said, do you like that?
Do I like what? Honey.
Ask.
I can't hear you.
not me. I mean, baby. I said, do you want to fuck my sister too?
Your sister's pussy. Can I fuck both of you?
Okay, yeah. Honey, do I need to write it down on a chalkboard? Listen, baby.
Are you retarded?
What?
Do you want to fuck my sister too?
Yeah, I want to fuck your sister.
She's here right now. I'm rubbing her pussy.
Yeah.
I'll fuck you and your pussy.
Yeah. Well, you want to fuck my pussy? Want to fuck my pussy?
I got a big cock. I can play it,
man. Oh, yeah, you want to fuck my pussy? You want to fuck my pussy?
I got a big hard cock.
Oh, is it 15 inches?
Real thick.
Yeah, what are your intentions?
You want to put your pussy on my face.
Oh, yeah, is it 15 inches?
And just let me lick your...
How big is it? How big is it?
How's that?
How big is your cock?
Cock.
Cock.
How big is it?
Cock. What?
How big is your cock?
I want to fuck you, baby.
How big is your...
I want to put my big cock in that wet pussy.
Yeah, I know. Now, I don't want to be offensive or anything, but are you a little downed? Slow?
What? Do I what?
Are you lagged?
Slow. Am I what?
Slow.
Come on, speak so I can hear you.
Do you have something wrong with you? Are you disabled or something? Are you in a wheelchair?
I'm not disabled.
Oh. Are you drunk? Oh, I really like disabled men. It's something that turns me on a lot.
A disabled man?
Yeah, I like when men are disabled. Slow.
Well, what are you going to do to a disabled man?
Oh, I'm going to... First, I'm going to make him try to take off his pants. And he can't. And then I'm going to rip off his pants while he's sitting in that wheelchair. And he's going to slouch down and then he's slide forward. And then
I'm going to get down on my knees while my sister's got him slouched down. And I'm going to open my mouth while he's drooling out of the side of his face and let it drool in my mouth.
Cup that stump. Yeah. You like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I want it come in your mouth.
Ooh, you want me to get out of your wheelchair?
And then she down your throat.
No, Daddy. I want her to spit it in my mouth.
You want me to take you out of your wheelchair?
Christ can't come.
What?
You want me to take you out of your wheelchair?
My wheelchair?
Yeah.
Well, who says I'm on a wheelchair?
Oh, I thought you said you were. You said you were slow. You were in special.
Not me.
Oh, you're not mentally slow or anything. You're not, what did they call it?
I like to fuck, honey.
Are you challenged mentally?
I want to eat your pussy.
Slow.
Your titties.
Well, I know that, but I just need to know your mental status.
Oh my goodness, Phil.
Where's my purse?
You're clear.
You want to jerk me off, honey?
Oh. Yeah, Phil, but Phil.
Let's pay $2,000.
Phil.
Can you even consent if you're retarded?
Just put your hand around, around my cock.
Hi, honey.
Slide it up and down.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
How's that?
Phil.
Oh.
Phil.
Not that Christ can't come.
Phil,
Can you like this? Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. And then I want to bend you over and fuck you in the ass.
Phil.
How's that?
Phil!
You like my big cock in your ass?
Do you think...
Phil!
And I can explode...
Phil! Phil!
It's my sister.
I put my foot in the... You know what?
Phil!
Stupid shit.
I...
Hello?
I...
Phil!
What?
I still have little
Listen,
glitches.
Honey, are you sleepy?
I can't hear you.
I'm oh, different voice. Phil, are you sleepy?
Yeah, I was half asleep.
Okay, well, wake up, baby.
Well, I got a big cock now. I got a big heart on.
Oh, well, let me. Can I sing to it?
I think all of the blood from your brain.
You want to put it in your mouth?
Went to your penis, even though it's and 3 inches, and so your brain doesn't work anymore.
What?
You heard me. Your brain don't work anymore because the blood is in your cock. Now you want to fuck me in my Cadillac Cimarron? Yeah.
I want to fuck you.
In my Cadillac.
Say it.
Yeah, I want to fuck you in your pussy.
So I walk by, just an invitation would have been just fine. Said no to him again and again. Phil took my heart, then he ran.
Hey,
no one knows how I feel, Phil.
Hi, honey.
What?
Hi, honey.
Phil?
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
I want you to say, I'm gonna fuck you in your Cadillac Cimarron.
You want me to say what?
Say, I'm going to fuck you in your Cadillac Cimarron.
Cadillac Cimarron?
Yeah.
Why, do you have one?
Yeah, I want you to fuck me in it.
You know about that car, Phil? You like that kind of car?
It's all right.
Ooh.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah,
what do you want me to do? Fuck you in there?
Yeah, Phil, say it. Say I'm going to fuck you in your Cadillac Cimarron.
I want to fuck you in your Cadillac Cimarron.
Okay, and then say, for donations.
What?
Say, give donations.
A donation?
Yeah, say, give donation, bitches.
Yeah, I can do that.
Say Ooh. It. Say, give donations, bitches.
How much you want, honey?
Say, give donations, bitches.
What?
Say,
do
give
it.
Donations, bitches.
Do what? 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 You gotta
give you a donation.
Ooh, of what? Uh-huh. You got paper.
Right in your mouth.
Oh, my
no.
God. Mm. We can split money. That.
I want money.
Phil. Phil, listen, we need money for the book fair Monday for Skull.
What?
Me and my sister need money for
the book fair
at Skull.
Are you Nels Darden?
No. You don't have to listen.
I mean, where do you live?
Phil.
You live in Connecticut? Town.
Yeah, we live in Connecticut with our mom and dad.
If you want to get the surgery, you're going to go.
But you're out of what?
You gotta lose 50 pounds if you want the surgery.
We live in Connecticut with my mom and dad.
Yeah. I want to see.
Oh.
You have to lose the weight.
I can't come over and fuck you.
If you want to get the fuck the pussy, you gotta lose the weight.
We'd have to get there.
You have to get there?
Yeah.
No, I have to come over to your place.
Girls.
If you want to come over here.
Maybe after the book fair.
What?
What?
I just want to eat your pussy.
Phil.
How's that?
I want you to cough, Phil. Phil,
we're
cough.
We're special girls, Phil.
What?
Do you like special girls?
Special girls?
Yeah.
What kind of special?
Girls with a little something extra.
I've got a prolapse, Phil. Do you like to suck on prolapse?
What?
My sister has a lady dick.
Do you like to suck on prolapse?
Prolapse.
Yeah. Say it again.
Oh my God, yeah, it's amazing.
Say it again.
What?
Prolapse.
Prolapse.
Yeah, you know, it's like rubber. A...
Match was going to make you into a soundboard. Yeah.
You want a rubber?
What?
No, we do it bareback. We don't want rubbers.
I'm going to put...
If I put a on my tongue...
Phil, would you let me impregnate you with my prolapse?
My sister has a lady dick.
Can I fuck you with it? Can I fuck you with it?
Yeah, my sister has a lady dick.
All I want to do is fuck you.
I'm gonna fuck you, Phil. I'm gonna fuck you all. If you want to have the surgery, you got to lose 38 stones.
Oh, no, you have to, it's 50 pounds, just so we can see that you can lose the weight, and then we'll see if we can approve the surgery.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I like fucking.
Yeah, you like that? You like that?
Your twin hard?
Yeah, honey. Sure is,
honey.
Oh my God, you like that, baby?
Oh, honey, I'm gonna come now.
Wait!
No, you can't.
I'm gonna come.
No.
No!
You retard.
What?
You like that? You wanna play with my duck?
Yeah, I like you.
Are you retarded or the duck?
I wanna fuck you, pussy.
Bill.
How's that?
It's bad. It's bad, Phil. It's really bad.
Can I slap your ass?
No.
You're a bad girl. Can I slap your ass? Real bad.
Oh, baby.
Oh. Maybe you're the thing you should.
Oh, baby, yes. Baby. Oh, my God. My pussy is so wet. Oh, my God. Oh my God, it's so wet.
It's so stupid. Come on.
Well, here, let me put my big back in it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me now, baby.
Yeah. Face fuck me with your stupid person cock. Oh, fuck me with your dumb person rage. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm coming.
Okay.
Hey, Phil.
I'm gonna come with you.
Okay.
No, Phil.
Yeah.
Phil.
There I am, baby. I came.
Give it to me now. A lonely mother gazing out of the window.
You like all that cream?
Yeah, you like my paws. Yeah, you like my paws load. You want my paws load? Yeah, you want that paws load.
A lonely mother gazing out of the window, staring at her son that she just can't.
Oh my gosh.
It didn't work yet.
Oh, my heart is coming out of my ass right now.
Lonely mother gazing out of the window. Staring at her son, she just
hey, honey.
Touch. Phil, listen.
You have a bed.
But he's in jail and in promise. Listen. But he doesn't really.
Your leg.
Yes.
Like a semen and the cum that you do.
Why don't you suck my cum?
Tastes like pickles.
I said in my lecture the other night, white people always go to the restroom when they think something's wrong with them. They don't care what it is. I think that's why Elvis died in the restroom. Judy Garland died in the restroom. We just seem to want to go to the restroom. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Hello, honey.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
You want some?
You want to have some feces play?
Hi, honey.
Hey, honey.
Yeah, let's play with.
Hi, honey.
Phil, can we?
Hi, honey.
I'm all done talking. Yeah.
Hi, honey.
No.
I'm gonna come close, Phil.
Hi, honey.
I'm gonna come.
I need to play with your poop.
Hi, honey.
I need to play with your poop.
Hi, honey.
Phil.
Hi, honey.
My big tits are so milky. There's so much milk in them. I need you to suck the milk out.
I mean, my cream's all empty.
Hi, honey.
Baby, we'll make more cream. There's more cream.
I don't have any more cream.
Half and
half. Hi, honey.
What about me?
What?
Just because you're a retard.
Half and half.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I gotta go, honey.
You're an idiot.
You're gonna.
Do you think Manson for one moment thinks he's wrong? Let's pay to the clear audience means. You. My guide said to me.
It was not now, Harper. Trapping him, it was Truman going away from her. But as time went on.
Right.
How about Bill?
They said, honk if you love Jesus.
Resolute.
So I honked and the guy gave me the finger. Another coat of paint, they would have had me. Hi, honey.
Sometimes any time sugar meets sweet. Little miss innocent sugar me. Yeah.
Oh,
Phil. Phil, oh my God, baby.
Can we talk a little
Did
bit?
Did he hang like... up?
Call him back.
Did he hang up?
Did he hang up?
Did Phil hang up?
Did he hang up?
Did he hang up?
Hi, honey. I think that Phil is actually retarded. Like, literally.
Oh, I think there's something definitely wrong there. Mm-hmm. Bitch ain't right. How did you find him, Deborah?
Can we talk about how dirty that room is?
No, we cannot.
Oh, it's awful.
Can we talk about...
see it.
How
oh,
you're a
no.
huge gay.
When y'all were doing the call, he...
I was showing Trotsky. Will you shut up, Reagan? I was showing people
terrible.
Trotsky
well,
was...
You need to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You need to call 1-800. You need to abort yourself, even though it's like really late.
Let me see.
It's
no,
terrible.
You have to rewind.
You have
no,
to show.
I am not.
You just moved in there.
This is my office. It's just a fun, messy room. Shut
we
up.
We had this intervention before.
You're giving me...
You had an intervention. Your apartment
yeah.
was cleaned.
This isn't that, you stupid bitch. Just
yes,
shut up.
This
you
is what leads to it, Madge. You need to snap out of it,
you know
honey.
What?
You need to get down with fuck sway.
I saw on Craigslist today. Will you please shut the fuck up for 3.5 seconds?
Level 9 or...
They said that there's auditions for hoarders here.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how anxious does it make you to throw away your fast food garbage?
0.
God.
They're auditioning for hoarders here. I saw it in Craigslist. I'm going to audition.
You should do it.
Yeah, I know. I finna. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I finna do that. I finna do that.
I liked it when you asked Phil if he, like, pause loads.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Like pause loads.
That's a good idea from Charlene Powell. You should ask Phil to renew your Costco membership. Weren't you supposed to meet him there?
You were supposed to get some prezzies, I thought.
You should call Artie.
Yeah, Arthur.
Arthur's, they broke up, though.
I know, but that's what I like. I like it when he picks up. And then he realizes it's her.
This call may be monitored for quality purposes.
Here's
welcome to QVC. To place an order or product information, press 1. For customer services, press 2.
Herringbone.
Thank you for calling QVC. My name's Brittany. May I have your item number?
Hello, I'm not sure what the item number is, but it's the 13-inch beaded herringbone gold. I saw it on the TV, and it's beautiful.
Okay, one moment, please.
Thank you.
You saw it on today?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me? Sorry? Hello? Hello?
She didn't fall for it. Oh my god.
She what? Knew that you're full of shit like that.
Voice.
Did she
just...
hang up on me?
You should have went ahead and said, hello, this is the Queen of England.
I'm sure. Why did she hang up on me? That's not nice. I thought it was a very realistic voice.
That is terrible.
These calls.
What?
Do the Naya rape fire?
The Naya rape fire.
Now it makes me want. Now I want to.
Your doctor's wife voice is not good.
No, sir.
And that's Arthur's number.
Oh, yes, Arthur.
Hello, Arthur. This is the mother of Heather.
Okay.
She died.
You try, Deborah, the same thing. See if you can get her to last longer.
This call may be monitored for quality purposes.
What am I asking?
Just ask for the same thing as me, the 12-inch herringbone beaded gold.
Hello from QVC. My name is Becky. May I place an order for you this evening?
Yeah, I was watching the QVC.
And the item number you'd like to order?
It was the herringbone 14 inches and the sterling silver.
Okay, and you don't have an item number for me?
I'm trying to write it down, but she was going fast.
Are you watching QVC Plus tonight?
I had my coffee. I just got up. I didn't have enough time when I got out of the bed.
Okay, and... what channel are you watching, ma'am?
QVC.
A QVC regular or QVC Plus?
QVC. Helen Swanson's on them right now. Regular.
I think you're calling the other shopping channel, ma'am. That's not one of our hosts.
The Plus.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Stone and Silver 19-inch one.
We're not having, we have wind products on right now.
Yeah, for the hair.
Right.
The natural hair. But that was earlier today that I saw the hair.
That you saw this item? Okay.
Yeah, the chiffon girdle.
The what, ma'am?
It was like a chiffon girdle.
Chiffon girdle?
Yeah.
But it was a necklace? It was a herringbone necklace?
I don't have any food.
Excuse me?
I don't have any food.
What do you mean? I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not understanding what you don't have any food.
Yeah, it wasn't a food item, honey.
No, it was a jewelry, right?
Yeah.
And it was a herringbone?
Yeah.
Necklace?
Yes.
Okay.
In stone and silver.
Herringbone in sterling silver.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, I'm not finding that item. I don't think we had that on this evening.
But I saw it when I got up out of bed.
Okay. What time of night was that, ma'am? When did you get up out of the bed?
They gave me my medicine. It was after.
Because we didn't have jewelry on today, ma'am. We had computers on, and we had wind products on. We had philosophy. But unfortunately, we didn't have a lot of jewelry on today. You sure it was QVC you saw it on?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, ma'am, I've looked through a few shows, and I'm not finding it tonight, I'm sorry to say.
I got my QVC book. I wrote down F11434.
11434? Okay, let me check that. Okay, if it was a jewelry item, it would start with a J, not a F.
That's what I wrote down, though.
Yeah. Okay, well,
what's that?
That's for a leg magic exerciser.
Yeah, I needed that.
You need the exerciser.
How much is that one?
$99.96.
Easy pay?
Yes, it does have two easy pays. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Did you want to order that tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And your phone number, please. Can I have your phone number, please?
You got that one, too? The E227538.
227538. And that's going to be for the Samsung 7-inch tablet.
Uh-huh.
You want to order that as well?
Yeah, it's got the easy pay.
It does. Did you want to order the extended warranty for the tablet?
What do you think?
Well, it's just up to you, ma'am. If you it's good to have it if you want to have that.
Okay.
Alrighty. We offer two different ones. The first one is $24.99, and that would cover mechanical and electrical failures for 3 years. We also offer one for $34.99, and that would cover mechanical, electrical, and also any accidental handlings. Which one did you want to order this evening?
I go to the Starbucks a lot, and I've been known to leave my purse in the bathroom.
Okay, can I please have your phone number?
Yeah, 347-688. 3787.
Okay, have you purchased from QVC before?
I can't remember. Okay, 8331990.
Okay, your phone number did not bring up your customer information, ma'am. Can I please have you?
8331990. I'm ordering something on QVC now.
Can I please speak to the person that's there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why?
I was just, because you wanted a necklace when you first started off, ma'am.
Okay. I did. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I speak to that person? Okay.
They want to speak to you.
I don't want to talk to some dumb bitch on the phone. Just get off the fucking phone so I can call my friend.
You ladies, Cheryl, have a good night, okay?
Cheryl, she wants to speak to you.
Hello?
Hi. Is it okay for her to be ordering stuff from QVC?
Oh, what? What is she ordering?
She just bought an exerciser and a tablet.
She just bought a new Cadillac Simeon the other day, and I told her car was fine, and she buys this old car at a car dealership. What did she want to buy?
She wanted to order an exerciser for her legs and a tablet.
Her legs and a
So we're not ordering these tonight?
Well, how much do they cost?
Well, the tablet is $150, and the exerciser is about $100.
Okay. You got easy pay?
Yes, they do have easy pay. Okay. Has she ordered from QVC before?
Yeah, we had to return some things that she ordered.
I need her phone number. Can you give me her phone number?
She lost her legs from the train, and she's a lot of debt, but I think she still got a credit card. I mean, she was able to buy that Cadillac Simeon.
And she's ordering something for her legs, and she doesn't have legs? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, her legs, you know.
Okay.
Okay,
can I have her phone number?
Yeah, she's 95. It's 347-688. 3787.
Okay. And that phone number is not bringing up an customer
number. I need the phone
number.
Back.
Okay. Let me transfer you over to customer service.
I didn't put my number in. Give me the phone.
Okay. I'm going to transfer you to customer service. Hello. There may be a short delay. Ma'am, I'm...
She's saying I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Right.
But let me transfer... Honey, but, lost my legs. I'm 95. I lost my legs in the war of the German train.
Okay, I'm so sorry that happened to you, ma'am. I'm going to transfer you to customer service, ma'am. There may just be a short
delay. If I'm exercise, you get it back.
All right. You have a good night, ma'am. I'm going to transfer you to customer service.
I don't want to talk to that bitch.
Welcome to QVC. We apologize, but at the moment...
That was a very good Diana Scarwood impression.
Please continue to hold.
The Nazi train took my legs away.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I don't want to talk to no bitch on the phone.
Yeah, it reminded me of a Diana Scarwood after-school special. Don't smoke dope. You remember that?
Don't smoke dope.
That when?
Oh, yeah, that thing that we watched.
Did we watch it? I miss popcorn ceilings.
I miss Arthur.
Oh. What's his number?
I tagged
him. Okay, we're done with QVC, right? Because there's no point in going to customer service, yeah. Is there? I don't think there's... Mm-hmm. I can't believe how long Deborah got her to stay online, and she wouldn't last with me like 3 seconds.
She's ordering something for her legs and she doesn't
have. That was great.
You know, I'm glad that she had some concern for her and all.
I ate my Chinese candy and I'm sad because it's over. They taste like little marshmallows. My niece is going to kill me.
You feel sick?
Oh my God, I'm not allowed to eat this. No, because this had sugar. If I eat the sugar-free ones that Ma Pettit sent me, I'll have violent diarrhea within 20 minutes.
Mm. We need to wrap the Grum up very soon. I've got to go to the school for girls tomorrow.
On a Sunday?
School for little lesbians.
It's some family crap.
That's all right. I'm good. It's been, I still have time to go to Albertson's with Auntie Vera.
You need to call Arthur.
No, we're not calling no fucking Arthur.
Well, no, come on.
We are not.
Wait, I thought we were calling Arthur. You told me to get the number.
Well, but I changed my mind because it's midnight.
Midnight?
It's midnight.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
not. Oh, your time.
Yeah. No, and Mars. We are not continuing. We only got $27. We didn't get any donations today. None.
That's why I told you we shouldn't do Grums.
You're right. All right, no more Grums.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, we didn't get any for the movie Grum either?
Nope.
Are we in a recession?
Wait a second. I'm sorry. No, we got one donation today from Mark C. for $10.
That's all?
Today. And there was a recurring donation from... what's this face?
Did you hear that slurry. Reagan got $200 yesterday?
$200? Mm-hmm. I hate you.
How?
How did you get $200? Whose cock did you suck?
Nobody. Just a listener.
Oh, good for you. Bitch.
You're a cunt.
Today on NPR.
That's good. What was he like?
Local news.
Was he particularly happy about one particular thing that you said? Or?
No. He was just happy that I was me.
Wow.
He actually said, "This is for all the hard work you do on Yeast Radio."
Really? No, he didn't.
Wham!
He did not.
He didn't.
He did not. Oh, my God.
Not my condor.
Well, yes, actually, that was me being anonymous, yeah.
My pussy hurts. My pussy?
I didn't know this. There's like a list of customers. Of all the people that have given us money since January of 2013. Oh, wow. How cool.
My pussy is so wet. Call Arthur. Arthur, baby.
Now, listen, audience, if you want us to continue, you better send us some fucking money now. Like, right fucking now. No, it's too late.
Right, Cheryl? Come on, listeners.
Cheryl always says, it's going to be a short show. It's going to be a short show.
Yeah,
and then she yells at me when it's not a short show, except she doesn't do anything to end the show.
Oh, but normally, oh, we do it on a Saturday, girls. Then we do it on a Saturday. It's still not good enough.
Not for her.
That's right.
Because I think the problem is that our audience is too small. And we need more people to donate instead of the same.
And people that were donating a lot got banned from.
And then what happens is they relapse. They're like, oh, my God, I forgot. Madge is a cunt. So then they go away for, like, forever. So I'm going to start emailing. Like, I'm going to put...
Take all the listeners that donated.
I'm going to take all the listeners...
Oh, I'm sure they'll like that.
From the years past, from the past 10 years.
Their personal email addresses.
Who cares? And I'm going to email everyone. I'm going to say, because 99% of them are ex-fans. Nobody stays. I'm going to be like,
come back and try us.
Give us some goddamn fucking money. We've been here for 10 years, and we hate you, and you hate us.
And I got my big old 32D titties just waiting to be milked.
Yeah, that.
32 what?
32D titties.
You want to touch me? I'll fuck you, little girl. Little girl.
And I'm soaping them up right now. Oh, they're so soapy.
Do you think he was on Ambien? Do you think it was
so soapy, and I'm rubbing my Michael Kors purse all over him.
Baby. I'm coming. I'm gonna. You want to see me come? You want this cream?
Baby.
Yeah, I want to fuck those tits. Yeah, I'll fuck your sister. Baby. No, I'm not slow. I'm not retarded.
He was dumber than that. Slower.
He was really stupid, yeah. Where did you find him on the usual?
The chat line.
For retards.
The vibe line.
The vibe. I liked it when we did the ALS person who needed to use the electronic voice system.
Beep.
Beep. Hey, we just got $50. Shut up. We just got $50 from Gravitalities.
It's Gravitalities.
$50. It's a start, honey.
Fucking
money,
little cunt.
Can't call Arthur.
Thanks, Graviters.
Thank you.
Graviters? Thank you. I think that's who it is.
Baby.
Nice. Good timing.
Coming.
She keeps changing her last name. I don't know what's going on with that name, but whatever. It's always Gravitas. Gravitas something.
Arthur Gravitas.
Hello, honey.
Baby, honey. Where have you been? I've been so worried. Oh,
hello, honey. Hello,
honey. Honey, I need to get off the
honey,
food.
Honey, do you have the beef tongue?
My grandkids are here.
I got 8 grandkids.
Didn't have an operation.
I got 8 grandkids.
Got an operation is going to make the man bigger.
What?
I got an operation that's going to make the other man bigger for you, baby. I'm going to take care of you, honey. My wife, she had a stroke. Baby. Or the bunk.
People aren't chatting enough in the chat room. Please chat. Thanks. All right, so we're going to call Arthur?
Yes!
Oh, Arthur.
Hope he answered. Baby!
I'll probably lose it.
What's the number? Oh, there it is. Sorry.
Baby! Oh my God, baby. Maybe I should be straight to the point. Baby, I'm willing to fuck right now.
Somebody tell me that straight to the point on Grindr means that they shoot up.
What kind of Grindr conversations are you having? Maybe in Florida.
Those kind.
Hello.
I'm Dave.
I'm just thinking.
Hey, baby, I'm at the hotel right now and I'm really wet. Are you going to meet me or not?
No.
What's up, baby? Are we breaking up?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm very sick, honey.
What do you mean you're very sick?
Yeah, I'm sick in the head.
What do you mean you're sick? What do you mean you're sick in the head?
Yeah, I see angels and stuff, and when I'm not supposed to see them.
That's okay, baby. That's normal.
Yeah, that's normal. Okay, bye-bye.
Can't you just come and look at my pussy? Just look at it? Send me money? The angels say pay me? What?
Well, it was the longest call you've had with him in a while.
What? He said he was sick in the head with what?
He sees angels.
Sylvia?
He's schizophrenic.
Angels. Baby. Angels.
What a way to break up with a girl.
Who was the other one, Ed?
A girl. Some girl. That turned out to be.
Wait, Debbie, who's... Do you have the number for that old man that sounded like,
Yeah, Ed.
No, was that Ed? The really... Yeah. On your last gram, the second one.
Yeah, let's get it.
He was really good.
Oh, wow. Sylvia Brown Speaks from the Dead is on the first page of Sylvia Brown videos.
Does she really?
Mm-hmm. Even though she only says 100.
I have something to say.
Girl.
There he is.
Stop. I have something to say. Stop.
Girl.
I have something to say.
Girl. Okay, are we calling Ed?
High Bridge Audio presents Light.
No. Madge, it's too late for that. Call Ed, and then it's time for bed.
That rhymes.
Unless we get donations.
No, I have to get up in the morning. And...
Well, the shout out.
Why
stop.
Do patients come to our centers for advanced oncology for the treatment of breast or lung cancer?
Oh,
because
nice.
Here they have an entire care team focused on just one thing: the treatment of their specific type of cancer.
Assholes.
Click to learn more.
All right, what are we doing now? Our Ed, where's Ed's number? Do I have it? Ed is
Arthur,
dead.
Baby.
Return.
I'm so worried about you.
Where's
you broke
Ed?
Up with
now,
me.
Debbie, if this is the same one from the Grom, you
see
were
Ed's
older
number.
Debbie, not young Debbie.
I don't see Ed's number, please. Honey.
He's an older gentleman. Remember, he's the one with the flavor saver.
I need his fucking number. I need his fucking number.
Hi, Belle.
Is this his number here, the 607?
What, Belle?
You fucking bitches.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You could, Deborah, your voice isn't on. I think you think it's on, but it's not.
Oh, it's here, baby.
Then why were you clicking instead of clocking?
Huh?
Yeah, that too. Clip, clop, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity. Hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
What number?
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, what's up with you?
Oh, my God. I'm so bored.
You're bored?
Yeah.
Why are you bored?
I don't know. I just got home. And I'm so bored. I remember, didn't I talk to you from the Vibe line or something? I think that's how I got your number.
You're bored and the bottom line is what?
I said, I think I met you from the Vibe line.
Yes, we did.
Okay, I thought so. So what's up, baby?
I'm having a... Wait a minute, let me see if I can turn you off because I'm having a hard time.
Turn me off.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. Tell me your name.
Okay, now I can hear you much better than I...
Yeah, rolling with my homie is smoking a joint. Can you hear me?
You're smoking a joint?
Yeah.
You just got home from work?
Home from the school for girls.
Where do you remind me where you live? Don't be coughing now.
Oh my God, it's hard. You all right? Cough. Yeah, I'm fine. Just hold on. Let me take another hit.
What are you pouring a drink?
Yeah, you could say that.
You're blowing a straw in the drink.
I took a hit.
You're blowing a straw in the drink?
No, I said I took a hit, silly. What are you doing?
I'm sitting in my living room in my big old comforter lounge chair, and I was watching TV.
What kind of TV do you watch?
Well, I watch different channels, and depends upon the mood that I'm in.
What were you watching?
I was watching two different channels. I was watching the ball game, and I was watching the ball game. But the second ball game is more like Playboy ball game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Playboy ball? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I like watching Hannah Montana reruns and Sylvia Brown. Sylvia Brown's Missing Leg Case. I love that show.
You like that show?
Yeah. Have you ever seen it? It's called Sylvia Brown Missing Leg Case.
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen it. Tell me about it. You there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what'd you say?
I said, I don't think I've seen it. Tell me about it.
About the show?
Yeah.
I follow Sylvia, like, as she's, like, about her trip, like, to the casino. And, like, it's kind of funny because it's sort of like a comedy and she's in a wheelchair and she's always complaining and it's, like, stuff like that. And she goes on cruises and goes to, like, Africa and then she goes to, like, Australia. How do you like it? Egypt and stuff like that.
Did you hear about the girl who sat in the wheelchair down by the ocean watching the waves come in? And a doctor was running and jogging in the morning and he stopped and he said, are you all right? And she said, yeah. They got talking and she says, you can do me a favor. He said, what's that? She said, I've never been touched or kissed by a medical person. Mm-hmm. He said, well, I can do that. That's no problem. So he kissed her and touched her a little bit and she said, thank you. And he went running on the beach figuring he'd never see her again. The next morning he went for his run and the gal was there with her wheelchair by the ocean watching the waves come in and she said, you know, nobody has ever fingered me and caressed me and taken care of me in the medical field. Would you like to do it? He said, sure. So he did it and then he went down the beach and the next day she was still out there in a wheelchair and he come running along and she said, I only have one more thing to ask. He says, what's that? She says, would you mind fucking me? Because I've never been fucked by medical personnel. And he said, sure. So he picked her up, carried her out, and threw her in the ocean.
Oh, my God, baby.
Baby, come.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness.
You expected a different ending, didn't you?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm near Wilford Brimlades.
You're near what?
Wilford Brimlades.
I'm not touching.
Well, if you think it sucks, how could we make it better?
How can you make it better?
Yeah.
And if get you were money, here. Get more donations and get money.
Oh my God, I really, that would be I'd love to like lay on my back and beg for donations, my pussy.
My pussy?
You're going to make, a donation?
I want you to make a donation all over my face, listeners.
You want me to make a donation to what?
On my face.
On your thing.
Yeah.
What thing are you talking about? I don't understand.
Bitcoin, Amazon.
Bitcoin, Amazon, penis on my face. Come.
I'm missing something. Is this a talk line or I mean, I don't understand what donation you're talking about.
I want
about.
You to make a donation of sperm on my face.
Hi, honey.
Oh, what's the guy's voice cutting in?
Oh, this is
hi, honey. Friend. Hi, honey.
My hi, honey. Here, and so is my sister.
Not that Christ can't come.
Donation, but you're where you are, and I'm where like I am.
Oh my God.
I'm in Wilford. I told you I'm close to you, but the thing is, okay, I'm just going to be honest with you. My boyfriend's disabled. The train took his legs, and so he's not able to please me. And so he likes just to watch other guys please me.
Okay.
And so I was wondering if you could help with that.
You're moving closer to me, you say, you and your disabled boyfriend?
No, I live close to you, remember? I'm in New York, baby. Where are you?
On the New York, Pennsylvania border.
Yeah. I'm like 35 minutes from you. The thing is this, baby. Is the train took my boyfriend's legs. And I need to get fucked. Every year we have to feed the creature every year by June the 19th, I have to get fed or something bad will really happen. The pussy smells, they say, and I need your flavor saver.
On June 19th, you're what?
Something bad really happens. I need your flavor. Yeah, unless I get fucked by June 19th. I need your flavor saver.
That's today, isn't it? Today the 13th?
Yeah, today's the 13th.
You're 35 miles from me or 35 minutes?
35 Bitcoin. Isn't that, wouldn't that be the same? I mean.
Do I remember you?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Baby, I need donations.
Flavor saver.
Well, how do I do that?
Do you have a PayPal account?
Have what?
PayPal account.
You want a donation of sperm on your face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Through Semen Pal. Can you do it?
Semen Power?
Yeah. I want you to smell my pussy and shit for years.
I really been trying to understand, but I'm missing something. Let me go over it.
Okay.
You live 35 minutes or 35 miles from me. Your boyfriend is disabled and he can't perform, but he likes to watch you with other guys.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to deposit my sperm on your face.
Mm-hmm.
That can take 1 to 2 business days. Go ahead.
You can take a business day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's a business day?
It's when you take a burqa and you wrap it around a girl's head and hit her in the head with a baseball bat. Are you willing to kill for me, baby?
Ow. Yeah. A cow?
Yeah. Yes. It turns me on. I'm a Satanist. I want you to kill a cow for me, baby. Or a small chicken.
I was going to tell you about the three cows that the farmer had.
Oh, tell me.
There was a big cow and...
No.
A medium-sized cow and a little cow. They were all bulls. And the farmer got them aside and said, listen, guys, you're not doing your job. You want to increase the herd and the pedigree, and I'm going to go out and buy a reticule of paper. Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
And... The big bull said, well, I got 100 heifers, and I'm not going to share any of my heifers with whatever comes.
Yeah. Can you get to the puppy? And you put the rope around the cow's head, and you choke the cow. Kill the cow for me, baby. Burn the few that learned it to them, walk home. For the race of men, I have none. Other niggas ain't shit to me. Bitch, soon as back, soon as snap. If you rap humans, that's stupid. That's actually you scatter. What's that? Baby, what happened?
There was a lot of static, and there was a girl's voice and a guy's voice, and I was trying to listen to what they were
saying.
Are
you willing to be a Satanist? I want you to sacrifice a fucking duck for me.
You want me to sacrifice my what?
A duck.
A duck?
Yes.
How do you want it to sacrifice? I don't understand.
I want you to get it and cut it for me.
What are you going to do with it after?
I'm going to shove it in my pussy.
Is this Wilford Brimley?
Hello?
I think.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm so fucking wet.
Are you still on this call?
I'm so fucking wet.
I don't think we have enough donations.
Oh my God, I'm so wet. Are you going to fuck me, Ed?
Yeah, I heard you. Who's there with you? Who's all there?
I'm her sister, Cheryl.
Will you fuck me in my feeding tube hole?
The devil went down to Georgia. He's a steal. He was blind to blind because he ran behind and he's willing to make a deal. When he came across, young men saw it. My pussy's so wet, baby. We're actually sister wives. And our husband can't satisfy us, and we're three girls. And
your husband isn't satisfied because you're not earning enough money for him. It's a problem.
Excuse me? That's Sister Manly.
How many people are there?
Three girls and a boy. Guy.
Little
man.
Girl.
A douche.
We all need to be satisfied.
Are you talking to Wilford Brimley? And if so, he must have money and he can buy us some nice things.
No, no more donations ever since Gudenfrieda or whatever her name is, so I don't think there's any reason to keep this going.
Hello?
Ed.
Yeah, I'm here. I'll
be right back. I got to make cheese curds.
Okay. Are you willing to help us?
Help you sacrifice a duck.
And fuck us, yeah.
Well, friend. Can we use your flavor saver?
I don't do animals.
No. I thought you said you have a flavor saver.
Yeah, but I don't do... She just asked me if I'd fuck a duck. I don't do animals.
No. I want you to have the smell of my pussy and my rectum all over your face for 2 weeks. Is that how you like it?
Take my sins and my head for Haiti. But stranded here in the dark, take these walls away.
Sugar walls.
Swimming in the ocean. Drown. Give me something I can believe in. Teach me how to pray, baby. And we can do drugs, and we can smoke weed, and we can drink whiskey. Yeah, we can get high, and we can get stoned. And we can sip glow, and we can do E, and we can drop acid.
Baby.
Forever be lost with no way home. Yeah, we can run, and we can hide, but we don't find any answers.
Baby. Baby. I'm coming so hard right now. Oh my god, baby. Baby, please.
Mwah.
Oh, oh my god. Oh, this dildo is so far up me right now. Oh, baby.
Oh my god, baby, why did you hang up on me?
No. Bye-bye.
Baby, I need to tell you something. God's telling me to tell you something really important.
Hello?
God's telling me about the Second Reich and Jesus. Mary Magdalene.
Please tell me he hung up. Thank God. Jesus Christ. I was like doing the dishes and shit. All right.
Baby.
That's productive.
No, I made kefir. I want to show you.
Oh.
It's ready.
I love anything that smells like throw up.
See, I've been making it every day. I got the special kefir grains from the mail. So, see how gross it is?
Oh, baby.
Like that milk. Anyway,
I like it when Cheryl does the thing where she raises her voice at the end of the sentence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we have to end because this is torture. I motion that we just continue the donations until next time since there's hardly any to split.
Mm-mm.
Is that all right?
Mm-mm.
Now you want to split it?
Mm-mm.
What? Speak.
Mm-mm.
Cheryl said no.
Mm-mm. No meaning you want to split it now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
It ain't like there's a percentage of a loan, you know what I mean?
Excuse me?
It ain't like it's earning interest if we wait.
That's right. And it's just going to be stolen by PayPal.
Well, if we used Bitcoin, it wouldn't be. That's neither here nor there.
And we'd be criminals.
Dummy. All right.
We've been on for 2 hours and 7 minutes and 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds.
Max Kaiser. Sell gold.
Max Kaiser has a fund. He raised $1.5 million for it. Are you fucking kidding me?
I think you should shut down Yeast Radio, the website, everything. Take it offline.
I'm going to make it go bankrupt so I can get a job working for some Clear Channel or some shit. Just like me.
Delete everything.
Yeah, delete all my podcast material and then just be a dick.
Just be okay, a dick. Hurry up. Hurry up, let's go.
Hold on.
What do we got, nigga?
All right, hold on. Oh, Jesus.
Walt firmly. God, he's so boring with his jokes. Insufferable.
I mean, that was bad. There are three bulls, and then woman in the beach with a wheelchair and...
Okay.
He's got 9 1/4 inches.
Ready? So the last time we paid out was June 7th. So starting June 8th, Crab Vagina, not Crab Vagina, Anthony B. is, who is that? I forget. What's his face?
Wasabi.
Wasabi's 20. Recurring payment from Jamie, $5. Hello?
Hello?
How down?
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently that creeper doesn't work that well in attitude.
I haven't drank it yet, honey. All right, so... so I said, okay, then Duck Slurry, 5. Mark C, 10. And then Gedreides Fraut, Gooden Schlapper, 50. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So
that's
how much
something, I'll take it.
How much, Nicholas?
$30.
Each?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
30.
What happened
even
to the 50?
We divide it, honey. That's how division works.
You take the three numbers and it divides? You like a sale?
Yeah, like a sale at a Marshall's. Yeah.
Saline.
Saline solution abortion.
You've got a great saline system there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you send money? Okay,
run
the sale.
Money.
Gloria?
Doot, doot, doot. Can somebody talk? Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Say something for fuck's sake.
Baby?
Baby.
BB.
What's going on?
Cheryl, what was the amount again, please?
I heard it ring.
What was the number?
Number what?
The amount of money.
30.
Thank you. So difficult.
So nice.
Such dumb cunts. It's everything in the interface changed, so I'm upset.
Melissa speaking.
This chicken. Oh.
Chocken.
Hotline, Melissa speaking.
I gotta check your email, Deborah, because they changed this fucking PayPal. It doesn't have the memories on it. Memorize, please. Oh my God, I'm so sick of Australians on my computer. Enough. Hate. Okay. Rachel Cannon.
That's how you like it.
Dirty 30.
Is that how you like it?
Yes, it's how I like it. Did you get it? You both should have gotten.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Let's see.
I've withdrawn the money, thank you. Instant withdrawal. Okay, well, thank you, honey. It was a pleasure grumming with all of you, girl. Mm-hmm. I hope you have a great week, and I will hope to get my Cadillac Thermal. Yeah. I hope I get it back because it's brown and it's got brown leather with orange piping.
Well, you know what they say, if it's brown, flush it down.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, or smother it and tell nobody about it.
That's right.
Reagan, I'm still catching
it away
up
for 9 months.
I'm still catching up in your grums. I haven't caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it smells so bad in a good way. Mm. Kefir. Reagan, do you make kefir?
Do I make what?
Do you ever make kefir or yogurt?
No, I don't know what vagina kefir is.
It's that stuff that Russians
Sutherland.
It's kind of like
just stole it.
Buttermilk. But man, it's supposed to make it's. It has like all 45
good night, girls.
Different bacteria for your vagina. All right, good I'm night. Gonna go too. Good night.
Bye, good night.
Go to grocery store with Auntie Vera. Bye, honey. Squish.
Auntie Vera.
Yeah.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by, and all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these.